everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger.
Welcome to Staples.
My son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and notebooks.
With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find low prices on tons of school supplies. And all in stock.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Staples has everything for school in stock and priced low. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 9/14, in-store only, limit 10 while supplies last.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Biden administration says it is still working around the clock to get a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
We still believe that even for the new amendments that Hamas has made, that that it's still worth an effort to try to see if we can't get back into a ceasefire negotiation, but we're not there right now.
The White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, State Department Spokesman Vedant Patel was asked about a House Republican report on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which claims classified documents were left at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
The majority chose to seek scandal over substance.
He says the report was a partisan attempt to score political points. The Princess of Wales says she's completed chemotherapy and she's looking forward to gradually returning to work. Stocks soared to start the week. The Dow closed up over 400 points. This is ABC News. A major antitrust trial against Google is underway. The Justice Department alleging the tech giant runs an illegal monopoly in online advertising. But ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer breaks it down.
The DOJ is arguing primarily that they're acquiring competition. They're forcing the adoption of their Google tools, kind of like an all or nothing type of method, that they're disrupting the auction competition and manipulating that auction. In the DOJ's filing, they actually quote an ad exec that what Google's doing in controlling the buying and selling and use of this ad technology would be like if Goldman or Citibank owned the New York Stock Exchange.
Last month, in a different antitrust case, judge ruled Google operates an illegal monopoly in the online search engine market. In Vietnam, a typhoon that triggered severe flooding has caused a bridge to collapse. At least 59 people were killed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. It is unclear whether skeletal remains found by a deer hunter in Two Rivers over the weekend are those of 3-year-old Jesse Vang, who has been missing since February. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Wisconsin on Friday. Walz and Vice President Kamala Harris scheduled to visit battleground states in the days following Tuesday's first, and perhaps only, debate between Harris and Donald Trump. Police officers who fatally shot a man in Racine County in July will not be criminally charged. Officers responded to a report of a man face down at Cliffside Park in Caledonia. 37-year-old Jesse Pat fired in the air as they approached him, leading to a 2-hour standoff that ended when Pat was shot by officers after reaching for his gun. He died at the scene. Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winkins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Bauer Built Tire and Service Durand and Mull Drive Eau Claire, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Oak Grove Township last Tuesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 60-year-old David Mattson of Bloomington, Minnesota, was traveling northbound on Highway 35 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Mattson and his passenger, 48-year-old Beth Mattson, were taken to Regents Hospital. A public meeting on the proposed expansion of Highway T in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties will be held this Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Country Jam site. Highway T is proposed to be expanded to 4 lanes from Alpine Road to 33rd Avenue. Representatives from Eau Claire County, Chippewa County, the City of Eau Claire, Town of Union, and Town of Wheaton will all be there to answer questions about the project. A Rochester man suspected of killing his sister in Eau Claire last month has died after being stopped by police in Winona. Investigators say 59-year-old Scott Jenkins was stopped Friday night on Interstate 90 and was ordered to exit his vehicle. When Jenkins did move, officers approached the vehicle and found Jenkins dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Multiple agencies had been searching for Jenkins following the August 29th shooting death of his sister in Eau Claire. The investigation into both cases continues. An investigation is now underway following a deadly motorcycle accident near Hudson. Authorities say the motorcycle and vehicle collided yesterday morning on I-94 in St. Croix County. The 19-year-old riding the motorcycle was found dead at the scene. His name has not been released pending notification of family members. 47 people were ejected from Camp Randall Stadium and 18 arrested during Saturday's Badger football game. UW-Madison police say of the 47 ejections, 37 were UW students, as were all 18 arrested. Police also issued 19 tickets to UW students. Those ticketed and ejected included 18 for underage drinking and one for false identification. 16 of the ejections were for tobacco use, 4 for possession of unauthorized alcohol, and 2 for intoxication. 5 people contacted by police had blood alcohol content of 0.2 or higher, and 3 people had to be taken to detox. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Temperatures are expected to be warmer than normal in September as warm weather returns this week here in western Wisconsin. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s throughout the week. That's between 5 and 15 degrees higher than normal for early to mid-September. High temperatures, though, will still be below the record highs for September, which are upper 90s. Dunn County farmers can pick up new slow-moving vehicle signs next week. The free signs are being distributed free to farmers through a partnership with the National Farm Medicine Center and Dunn County Emergency Management. 3 types of signs will be available: flexible, adhesive, sturdy plastic, and a metal version. Limit 2 signs per person, and farmers can pick up the free signs on September 16th and September 25th from 10 to 2 at the Dunn County Emergency Management Office. A man has been charged with sexually assaulting a girl in Eau Claire County. Brody Markham is facing 2 felony charges for assaulting a 6-year-old when he was 19. Prosecutors say the victim's mother received a message from Markham in August, admitted to inappropriately touching her daughter in early 2023. He reportedly said he thinks he did it because he has a split personality and was smoking meth. Markham could receive up to 100 years in prison and will be in court for a preliminary hearing next Tuesday. A 16-year-old is dead following a crash in the town of Hillsboro. That crash happened yesterday morning just northwest of Highway 33 when a pickup truck driven by a 17-year-old boy lost control, went off the road, and rolled several times. The 16-year-old was ejected from the vehicle. Both teens were sent to the hospital, where the 16-year-old was pronounced dead. Investigators believe speed, alcohol, and vehicle equipment appear to be contributing factors in that accident. The Diocese of Winona-Rochester has completed a nearly 2-year project to build a new pastoral center in Rochester. A ceremony was held yesterday to bless and open the $8 million building on Jeremiah Lane. The building includes office space for diocese leadership, Catholic charities, and schools run by the diocese. Leaders say the new building is more centrally located and easier to reach than its previous location in Winona. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
UW Eau Claire's new event center is celebrating its grand opening with a week of events starting today. The Sonnentag will be the largest indoor event venue in northwest Wisconsin and cost the university $122 million. Events include open houses, the facility's first intercollegiate athletics competition, and a First Responders and Community Day on September 11th. A ribbon cutting will be held on Thursday. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikans.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Wolf on Logano's Passion for Pressure. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
In a wild finish to an action-filled day, Joey Logano secured a spot in the next round of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs with his victory at Atlanta Motor Speedway Sunday. His Team Penske crew chief Paul Wolf explained that the pilot of the number 22 Ford flourishes in pressure-packed situations.
You know, when we get to playoff time, worrying about is Joey Logano going to be performing where I need him to be is the last thing on my mind. Like, you know, when it's playoff time, he's going to show up and give you all he's got. If anything, he thrives on this. He loves these big moments like this and is able to somehow get to another level. We take our experience and try to use that as our strength.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces.
same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
One final game to wrap up week one of the NFL season. It features Aaron Rodgers and the Jets taking on the 49ers in Santa Clara tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports, Jets head coach Robert Saleh.
That San Francisco team is they're NFC champs. They're on the cusp. They're one of the best football teams in the NFL. So to be able to go out to their place on Monday night is a pretty cool opportunity for our guys to go compete.
Packers get a couple of days off before resuming workouts on Wednesday, preparing for Sunday's home opener against the Colts. They'll be getting another quarterback ready for the Colts game after starter Jordan Love left the Eagles game late with an MCL sprain. Badgers getting ready for their biggest game of the season. They'll take on fourth-ranked Alabama. Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start after the win over South Dakota on Saturday. Brewers off today. They'll head west for road games at San Francisco and Arizona. They'll open a three-game set with the Giants tomorrow night. The Crew's magic number to clinch the Central is 10. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A 15-year-old angler won Wisconsin's largest muskie tournament last month. I'll tell you who he is when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Forrest Grassel, age 15 of Seymour, was the top angler at the 38th Annual National Championship Muskie Open, held on Eagle River Area Lakes August 16th to 18th. The Eagle River Area Chamber of Commerce, along with the Muskie Clubs Alliance of Wisconsin, sponsor the tournament on seven lake families in the area. It's billed as the largest amateur muskie tournament in the United States. This year's event drew 1,129 muskie anglers from 16 states. A total of 162 muskies were caught and released. This year, 61 husband-wife teams and 44 kids entered the tournament. Grassel won with four muskies measuring 34.5, 36, 36.5, and 37 inches for a total of 144 inches of Wisconsin muskie. It was Grassel's seventh year of fishing in the tournament. Meanwhile, Pete Laborde was the luckiest raffle ticket holder, winning a recon boat and a 115-horse Mercury motor. Next year's National Championship Muskie Open will be held August 22nd to 24th, 2025. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, we are sitting at the Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers booth at the Ag Studio here at Husker Harvest Days. And Husker Harvest Days, of course, officially kicking off tomorrow. But an interesting market trade. I tell you, if we would have looked at Friday's trade and said, hey, Monday's going to be a better day, how many of us would have actually believed it? But we did see a nice turnaround, not only in the livestock side, but in the grain complex as well. To get all those details, we're going to bring in Kyle Bumstead into this conversation. So let's talk about this cattle, because Friday was tough. As you and I talked during the weekend report and obviously into what we saw trade today, there was not a lot of optimism out there from the livestock guys that we could have seen the trade that we saw today.
No, there wasn't, Susan. On Friday, there was not a lot of optimism in anything after that jobs number came out. So, first off, thanks for having me back, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Thursday when I'm down there at Husker Harvest Days. But today was definitely some turnaround action here in this live cattle complex. Most of it looked to be non-commercial, i.e. funds buying this thing. I'm watching the November feeder cattle. I'm watching the December live cattle. And the reason I'm watching those two is because by the end of this week, we started the golden roll here today, and by the end of this week, November feeder cattle are going to be carrying your open interest, and December live cattle are going to be carrying most of the open interest and volume as well, too. So November feeder cattle, they had a pretty decent close here today. They closed above Friday's open. Friday's open was, 231.32, and we closed here at 231.82, so that looks pretty – that looks okay. Still on the chart, though, it's a lower high, lower low. We were able to close above that three-day moving average. Doesn't mean much to a lot of technicians, but it's a starting point here. So made a new low for the move and closed higher. Some are saying key reversal. I'm not quite on the key reversal bandwagon because I would have liked us to take out and close above Friday's high in these November feeders of 230-282. Couldn't quite get there today, but we can see what happens here tomorrow.
You know,
looking here at the December live cattle, though, kind of the same situation here. They made a new low for the move, lower low, and a lower high as well. They closed above Friday's open as well at 176.70. We closed here today at 176.80. Not really a technical textbook turnaround, but I'll take it here on a Monday. They did what I like to see on Mondays. They went down early on, and then they started bringing them back. So that's what I like to see. I don't like it on Monday mornings when a market starts out and starts rallying right away. That's what scares me just a little bit. So the fact that we sold off here, followed through on Friday selling, and then we saw the equities turn around, then the cattle turn around, that made me feel a little bit more confident here that there could be something in the works as far as the short-term bottom.
Well, you know, and you look at this cattle market, and I think there was, you and I talked about this in the midday too, there was some thoughts there for a while we weren't going to see a positive, because we saw that higher trade and it roller coastered pretty quick down into the negative.
That's right. We started off here. We opened up about steady to, 30, 40, 50 higher on most of the feeder and live cattle contracts there for a while. We hung around a dollar higher, then all of a sudden, wham, just took the legs out from underneath it. And we had on this December live cattle contract, we had a $4 range here in December fast. And on the November feeder cattle contract, we had roughly, a $4 range there too. And, you know, we were down quite a bit there early on. And then all of a sudden about 10:15, 10:20, things started kind of perking back up. And we had just made our lows shortly after 10 o'clock. And then by 10:45, we were going on making new highs on the day. So it definitely sparked some buying interest down there when we got down to those levels.
So can the money flow continue? I know some had talked about there being maybe some money flow to help push this market the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I think that the cash market's going to have to be somewhat stabilized here in order for that to happen. I'm looking at steady cash here this week. I think cash could be steady here as far as live cattle go. Now, last week, cattle, they took a beating here as far as the on the cash side of things here. When we look at how things dressed out for or came out on the trade here, looking at the different dress percentages here that the CME puts out. 35 to 65% dress came in at 181. That was down $1.97 from the previous week. 65 to 80%, which is how the CME contract is kind of, traded to, or that's where it kind of goes to, is to that grading percentage here. That was down $1.97 week over week to 180.95. And then all grades came in at 181.18, down $2.63 from the previous week. So what I was hearing last week was a lot of that 180 to 181 trade, even here in the north. cattle getting bought here with some time. There's some packers that were short bought, but not really big packers. They were kind of regional packers that were short bought. There was another packer, a major packer that was short bought. They're buying some cattle from the west and shipping them clear out east. But for the most part here in the central U.S., most of these packers are bought up and current, and some are even buying them with 3 to 2 to 2, 3, 4 weeks time on them. So that's what bothers me just a little bit too, is there, you're seeing some packers buy cattle with time on them.
What's your takeaway on this hog market? I mean, we got some mixed numbers for them going on today.
Well, that's a good question there. Hogs are hogs, and like I've always said, you've got to have a note from your doctor and your mom to trade those suckers if you're going to be doing that on a speculative basis. But looking here, you know, the hogs, they took out Friday's close on the December contract. I'm watching them as well, too. Made a low there on Friday at 66.07. Today's low is 66.15, trading an inside indecision session. If we were to take out today's higher low, the momentum is probably going to go with it here, whichever way it decides to go. I'm thinking that if we take out the top side today here on the hogs, we could probably go back up and at least try to check the 20-day moving average here on 72.08 on this December contract, which you've got the index sitting here on 86.24. Cutouts here today at noon were a little bit higher, so that likely could be a little bit supportive here moving forward.
And real quick before we head to break, what is the one thing you want folks to keep an eye on from a livestock perspective going into the rest of this trading week?
That's a good question. From a trading perspective here, moving through the rest of the week, going to be watching those front spreads here, that October versus November feeder cattle spread. I'm going to be watching the October versus December live cattle spread here, watching the open interest as well to see which months they really move out to. It should be November as far as feeders. They might be moving some out to January. January is a little more popular month. Also going to be watching here on the cash feeder side of things, what's coming to town here and how that index reacts now that we got some calves getting weaned and coming to town.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for this second half of today's Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's happening from a grain perspective. We know that soybeans definitely were the leader within the trade today. We'll get more of those details coming up from Kyle Bumstead in just a moment. It is the Channel Final Bell from setup day of Husker Harvest Days on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's Rural Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Kyle Bumstead. Of course, Kyle, you're left off kind of talking the movement that was happening on the livestock side. Let's switch over and look at what's going on in these grains. And really, fund-related, you talked about the fund-related really all the way across the board in these grains and working well. Kind of give us your takeaway of what you're seeing.
Yeah, that's correct, Susan. I was looking at non-commercial movement here today in both the corn and the soybean complex here. Reason being is the spreads didn't do much here today. In fact, December corn lost 0.75 cents to the March, which means that the commercials are getting just slightly more comfortable with the size of the crop that we have coming on here. Harvest is just around the corner, and they weren't in here buying. Commercials didn't need to do any you know, coverage or anything here. So I wouldn't be surprised here tonight if corn is kind of a weaker here to start off here and then see what we get tomorrow morning once we get this thing rolling. But December corn kind of seems to be locked here in a trading range from about the 4 to 4.15. So the closer you get to 4, you're starting to uncover some buyers. You get up to 4.15, 4.16, you're uncovering some sellers here. So guys are trying to get caught up on some sales. Now, basis here at the end of last week had been firming up here in corn. I haven't checked the national cash basis yet here for this evening. It won't be ready here for a while yet. But the basis had been improving in corn. I'm still watching that May to July corn spread out there for next spring there. That May to July corn spread hints that there's still a little bit of bullishness out there. There's only 7 cents carry. But up front here, we are building some carry here. And that December to March corn spread, last year, I think went out to around 26 cents here when the first notice day rolled around here as far as December corn in 2023 went. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have built some carry and that spread widens out a little bit. So if you are hedged, keep your eye on that spread there where you're looking for places to roll it out. You want to capture as much carry as you want for corn that's going to be in the bins there. So soybeans, kind of the same situation here today, up 13 cents on November contract here, just stopped around that 1020. It seems like 1020 is kind of that magic number here for beans. They just can't quite get through it and close above it. Again, there, the spreads are very quiet. That Jan to March is covering quite a bit of commercial carry there. It was unchanged here today. So just kind of told me it was non-commercial buying here. The funds may be buying a little bit of corn here today, kind of squared up some of their position. As you know, they've been short quite a few contracts in both the grain, both the corn and soybeans here recently. So they've probably been covering a little bit of those here today the way it looked.
So do you think the momentum will continue with China in there making those purchases like we saw again this morning?
Probably won't see any here tomorrow. Probably eat my words too by saying that. But the way the spreads acted here today didn't really look like there was any commercial buying. Didn't look like anybody from across the pond was trying to get any coverage on here today. So I don't think there's going to be probably any export sales announced here tomorrow morning. But moving forward, if those spreads continue to pick up here in both corn and beans, it wouldn't be surprising to see some more commercial business being done. But today they just weren't there. The commercials weren't there in the market today.
So can the beans continue to be the market mover they were today into tomorrow's trade action?
It's possible, but not probable here with the way that the spreads are looking here. Because when you look at that, when you look at the cost to carry there from that, say, November to January timeframe, November beans here to January beans, you're covering 62% carry right there, and 67% or over is bearish. So it's just been slowly working out. We were like 58, 59% last week, and now it's at 60, 61. Late last week, we crossed that threshold there. So our demand situation, yeah, it's been picking up here at these sales, but we got to keep in mind some of these sales that we're seeing, that's routine business we get every year too. So I can't really hang my hat on a bunch of new business coming in here and plus a potential election coming up here in less than 60 days. That's going to be interesting too. I'm not sure either side really has a good Chinese policy or really good export policy here for the U.S.
All right, you brought it up, and that was the politics. And I know that I'd read in some early morning commentary that they were going to start focusing, especially tomorrow night with that presidential debate taking place. And some think that might have a little bit of a influence depending on what is said tomorrow evening.
It's possible, but I don't know if either platform has really anything going good for biofuels or anything like that. And there's a lot of chatter on the farm bill. Maybe there's going to get something done there. Maybe there won't be something done. I don't know. It's the government. If you're relying on the government to come up with something, then you're going to be waiting a long time.
All right. As we look at a Monday trade, we've got a full week happening this week. We know that some early harvest is setting to get underway. There's some weather concerns with the next hurricane moving in. So what's going to be your takeaway to kind of keep an eye out for over the next couple of trading sessions?
Takeaway here is going to be watching those commercial spreads here as far as the Dec to March corn and then that Nov to Jan soybean spread there. Going to be watching that. Also, tomorrow is Tuesday, so you're going to be seeing some positioning done here for the commitments traders report that's due out on Friday. That's as of the close here tomorrow evening. And then Wednesday, kind of what they do there, if they start buying again or if they start selling again, that'll kind of give us an inkling of what they're doing with their position.
All right. Of course, best way for folks to get a hold of you, Kyle?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right. Joining us today has been Kyle Bumstead as we break down what's been happening in the market trade. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. You can pick up the Channel Final Bell daily on a podcast just by going to ruralradionetwork.com to our brand new podcast hub or wherever you link up to catch up your favorite free podcast. You can catch it there as well. From Husker Harvest Day set up today with the show getting underway tomorrow, that is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm hoping I'll get the chance to see many of you later this week in Grand Island for Husker Harvest Days. It kicks off tomorrow, and among the many new things this year is a cover crop plot. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions is not only a leader in row crops, they also provide expertise for turf and ornamental grasses. I spoke with crop consultant Kyle Huvar about the turf industry in South Texas.
Harvest-wise, it's 365 days a year. So I'd say the grass usually starts greening up in early March, and then it'll stay green until the first frost, which is usually sometime in November.
Kyle, what recommendations would you have for somebody looking to seed a quality grass?
So it's really going to depend on where you're at or what variety you would want to plant. And the best way to get an answer on that would probably be talking to your local turf farmer in your area and asking them.
Kyle, now you sound pretty passionate about turf grass, and I'm curious, do you have a favorite turf grass variety?
Yes, I actually do. Palisade Zoysia is my favorite turf grass. It's shade tolerant, drought tolerant, and it really holds up to the Texas heat. It doesn't require a whole lot of maintenance.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in El Campo, Texas. Thanks for joining us again. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. One of the big additions to this year's Husker Harvest Days is the cover crop demonstration plot installed by Green Cover, a family-owned cover crop seed company based in Bladen, Nebraska. Green Cover has really gone above and beyond. They planted 46 plots featuring a mix of species and blends to give visitors a real-world look at cover crop management. These plots are designed to answer the tough questions about cover crops. For instance, what's the best species for your soil type? What are the best management practices you need to know? Visitors will get the chance to see, touch, and even smell these crops while talking directly with experts about how to integrate these cover crops into your own operation. The demonstration plots feature two different planting times, so there is a clear picture of what can be achieved with both an early summer planting and a later post-harvest planting date in the High Plains. The earlier plots were planted in July that showcase species that thrive after summer harvested crops, while the August plots are later planted options. They're perfect for those coming after corn or soybean acres. Daily guided tours are going to be offered with two specialized plot walks planned. At 11 a.m., there will be a beef-centric tour, which is a focus of Husker Harvest Days. It's going to show producers how to maximize grazing opportunities with cover crops. Then at 2 p.m., the focus is going to shift to crop production, with experts discussing how cover crops can boost soil health and improve agronomic productivity for corn and soybeans. Both tours are designed to provide detailed, practical insights that farmers can take home and ideally apply to your own operations when they make sense. Keith Burns, the co-owner of Green Cover, explained that these plots offer something for everyone. He says whether you're looking to graze livestock or focus on soil building mixes, the demonstration plot will have a focus on it. Each plot consists of 6-foot strips featuring both single species and blends, so you'll get a different look as to how all of these crops can benefit your soil. Keith Burns went on to say there has never been a better time to try cover crops. I'll be back with more after this.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
So if you're heading for Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island this week, be sure to stop by Lot 162. That's where the cover crop plot will be located. Also, be sure to check out HuskerHarvestDays.com for complimentary admission with registration. There is still time to put the event on your schedule for this week. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. More sun than clouds with a slight sprinkle or shower chance tomorrow. High low 80s. Mostly sunny and mid 80s on Wednesday. Humidity levels stay down, but it heats up again on Thursday. Upper 80s and mostly sunny. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seems so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow, treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, it needs an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only
gypsy tailgate kiss. Baby, taste the moon shining off of your lips. I wanna see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely tonight. I don't care if you're spinning in the neon or burning up the sheets with my tea on. Either way, the thought is turning me on, and I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake, so if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. Hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely tonight. Girl, if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. You know I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Said Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask a snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake.
Nothing really turns me on. It's the shape. Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. And what really turns me on, it's the shape. So what really turns me on is the shape.
Out in a crowd somewhere, somebody'd tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again.
Style.
I felt bad 'cause you missed your flight,
but that meant we had one more night. Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind me, baby, remind me. I wanna
visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
When loving turns to parting, I'm always first to lean. 'Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself asleep, just praying